In the studio now with an update from the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District, Director Mike Lors, good morning.
Good morning, Leslie.
As always, let's start with our weekly wastewater surveillance summary.
So each week, we take two samples from each of our treatment facilities, and we look for the genetic material that's associated with COVID as well as measles. This most recent study and sampling shows that the COVID virus is at very, very low levels across the board, which is good news. And fortunately, we have not had any recent positive measles testing.
Mm-hmm. Now, as kind of the COVID virus changes, is there always markers then to pick up what the kind of current strain is?
Yeah, so that the sequencing that's done by the Utah Health Department is updated every time there's a new variety or a change in the genetic makeup of the COVID virus.
Okay. Let's see. You also have this month's flush index report.
Right. So for the month of May, we estimated that there were 93,352 visitor nights for the month. That's down about 2.5% from last year.
Okay. And do we know how that corresponds with what the chamber's reporting?
They're seeing a downturn as well. Most recent, some of the numbers that we're seeing for June are looking a little bit better.
Okay. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about sewer laterals. And these are, maybe you start by just telling us what they are.
Sure. So we want to get the word out on what a sewer lateral is and educate the public what their responsibility is. So when you flush the commode in your house or use the washing machine, the water flows down a small pipe underneath your house, out to your front or backyard, to the main sewer line. That pipe is called a sewer lateral, and it's owned and maintained by the property owner, and it goes from your house all the way out to the main line. Sometimes that might be across the street, might be across someone else's property, maybe across a ditch, but the sewer lateral is owned and to be maintained by the property owner. And we want to get kind of the word out on this because the cost to maintain these private sewer laterals has really, really increased dramatically. And recently, one of our customers had a problem with their sewer lateral, and it cost them about $30,000 to repair it, which is, you know, a huge, huge amount of money, and it was unexpected, and I really feel for the homeowner. But these lines are located on private property for the most part, except for that portion that may be underneath the street or some kind of right-of-way. But the homeowner is responsible for that portion from the home all the way to the main line, including under any type of, you know, landscaping or easements or even streets. And what's important here is that the standard homeowner's insurance typically does not cover sewer lateral backups or repairs. And with the increased cost that we're seeing, we just want to draw this to our customers' attention that you might consider getting a service line coverage rider to your homeowner's policy or even a standalone insurance policy. I've seen these frequently advertised and they're not that expensive, but if you have an older home, especially with a lot of landscaping and sewer lateral may go underneath a ditch or road or whatever, these repairs can be exceedingly expensive. And as I indicated, we're seeing some of our customers coming in talking to us about this because of the extremely high cost. So you might take a look at your sewer lateral. If you have any questions of where your sewer lateral is located, give us a call. Our engineering department will look it up if we have the records. If it's an older home, we may not have records. But we really encourage our customers to consider looking at some type of service line insurance coverage.
Yeah, so why have costs gone up so much?
You know, just construction costs over the last 5, 6 years, 10 years has just gone up dramatically. Material costs has gone up. The cost to, dig into a road, replace the pavement, the backfill, all of those type of things have just all gone up collectively, and this is a big deal. We will be putting some notices out on our billings. We may have a individual mail out just on this item for our customers to let folks know that hey, you know, the cost of maintaining these lines is not like it used to be.
Yeah, so how many have you seen?
You know, we're seeing more of these on the older homes. You know, these sewer lines don't last forever. Some of the older pipeline materials are not the modern, what we call PVC plastic pipe. They might have been clay pipe, or there's an old type of pipe called Owensburg that is really a poor material. And so we're starting to see more of these, and I think what we're really seeing is more people coming, talking to us because the costs have gone up so much. While they have always been homeowners that need to repair their lines in the past, we're seeing more folks really like, wow, this is not something I expected, and I didn't realize that, you know, I'm going to spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, you know, repairing a little 4-inch sewer line.
Yeah, so why, you'd mentioned maybe just by the construction that they're made out of these laterals, why else would a lateral go bad? I mean, they would disintegrate if it was clay? Is that what happens? Or
some of the Owensburg pipe does disintegrate over time. They sold it as a great pipe material, but it's not. The newer PVC pipe, you know, lasts for, you know, 50, 60, 70 years. That's not a problem. The other thing is, if you have some type of construction in the area, let's say an optical cable line goes in, or some other type of nearby construction, we've seen situations where the private lateral gets hit and kind of no one knows about it for a while, and then the homeowner is stuck with making those repairs if they can't prove that someone else is responsible. And it's just maintenance. It's like painting your house or whatever, other type of things, replacing your furnace. Your private sewer lateral needs to be maintained.
Okay, so what does maintenance, you know, entail?
Well, first of all, if you, like, flush your commode or use your, tub, washing machine, whatever, and it starts draining slowly and kind of sluggish, that's usually the first sign that something's wrong. That usually means that there's an obstruction in the pipe, a partial obstruction. And at that point, I would have a plumber come out and put a TV camera down your line and inspect it. Because if you have those types of situations occurring and you don't do anything about it, it could plug up completely and then flood your home with raw sewage. And now you got a really, really major, issue. So if you have any indication that things are not draining correctly, the great news is that technology is now available where the sewer line can be inspected from the inside and see what kind of condition it's in.
Yeah, so the plumber would look into that kind of thing that sticks out in the yard somewhere with a little cap on it?
Right. We call those clean outs, and those are basically ports to inspect the pipe. And also an access point so that if the lateral gets stopped up for some reason, they can put equipment down in there and unstop the pipeline. But typically the cameras are inserted through the clean-out plugs, it doesn't hurt every 10 years to have a plumber inspect your line to see what condition it's in, because it's just like maintaining anything else. If you wait till the last minute, usually bad things happen, and not only maintaining and the cost of maintaining the lateral, but you certainly don't want any kind of backup to your home. And this is for businesses as well. So any business, their private lateral is their responsibility. And if there's any indication that it's not working correctly, we highly recommend that you get it inspected. But in the long term, the service line insurance coverage is something that you might consider.
All right. And does that lateral, where does the owner's responsibility end? Right as it connects to the middle of the street or somewhere?
Yeah, that
just
that is
at the
correct.
End of my property?
No, it's at where it connects.
Okay.
And so, the main sewer line may be on your side of the street, it may be on the other side of the street, it may be in your backyard. So it's where the connection's made, and that's where People are sometimes unaware that their responsibility extends all the way to the main line, wherever that happens to be.
Okay, and that's where we would see, I mean, where the manhole, nearest manhole cover is, that's where it would connect?
Well, typically, they do not connect at the manhole. They connect between the manholes on the main line. Yes, it's that portion that's underneath an alley or street is the homeowner's responsibility, and that's why we want to get the word out to, hey, take a look at it and consider insurance.
Okay, and you'd mentioned older homes, but that's just due to the wear and tear of the pipe. What about landscaping? What problems can that cause?
Well, if you a couple of things. First of all, if you're installing landscaping, you obviously don't want to hitch your private lateral. Sometimes that happens and people don't know it, you know. And again, if you do some landscaping and you notice your plumbing is a little sluggish, you want to get it inspected. The second thing is, when you install all that landscaping, or you have a 20-year-old beautiful aspen tree, and now you need to replace your sewer line, guess what? You have to dig all that up. And that's, you know, we have had a recent situation where a 30-year-old tree had to be cut down to replace her sewer line. And I love trees, and I completely have empathy for the homeowners. And this is where, you know, maybe insurance can help out.
Okay. All right. So everybody, yeah, bring a plumber over, I guess, or, you know, look at your insurance. And
Two things. First thing is look at your insurance and consider if you need a rider or some kind of standalone, you know, utility policy. And the second thing is it doesn't hurt to have your sewer lateral inspected occasionally.
Okay. And also, you try to bring us a helpful tent each month. Tell us what that tip is for this month.
Yeah, so, you know, if your water usage starts going up, or you get a notice from your water company that your water usage is going up and you possibly have a leak and you can't find it, and this is after you've made sure you don't have a leaky commode, and, you know, you've put the dye in the tank and all those kind of things, go down to your utility room, and when no one is using the water, go up to your hot water heater and listen to see if you hear water running. Because hot water heaters have a pressure relief valve, it's a safety valve for pressure, on the side of them, and usually they have a pipe that comes down on the exterior side of the hot water heater and goes to your drain. If that's leaking and you got it, you know, piped to your drain, you might not see it or know that it's leaking, and you know, eventually those pressure relief valves will fail. It's not uncommon at all. You know, Home Depot keeps them in stock because after about 5 years, they need to be replaced. And that's just something that you might pay attention to.
Okay. Hey, I just had somebody text me saying that they had heard from a sprinkler installer that realtors are rushing to install backflow pipes in order to sell properties. So what's going on there? What are backflow pipes?
I think they're talking about backflow preventers.
Okay.
The local water companies are required to work with homeowners to ensure that there's backflow preventers on the water portion of a homeowner's, you know, system, and you need to talk to your water company about that. But I am familiar that some of the water companies are working with homeowners to get backflow preventers installed.
Okay, that's not cheap either. Yeah. Okay, Mike. Yeah. Hey, anything else?
Just real quick, we've been working with the local health department and the state health department laboratory on what we call the wastewater metagenomics study. And this has been going on for 6 months, working with Phil Bondurant and Dr. Kelly Oakson with the Utah Health and Human Services Department. We've been looking at taking wastewater and looking for all type of pathogens that may be in that wastewater. And you'll need to talk to Phil or Dr. Oakerson to get the results. But we will be holding a meeting. But I think we all agree that this program has significant potential and can be a valuable tool for human health. So it's been an exciting study being a partner with them. And we hope to continue working with them on the metagenomics study.
Okay. Has that meeting date been set at this point?
We have not set the meeting date, okay. But everyone so far is saying good things about it.
Okay. Mike, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Mike Lors is the Executive Director of the Snyderville Basin Water Reclamation District. You're listening to the Local News Hour on KPCW.